The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 62. The Fire Festivals of Europe. Section 8. The Need Fire. The fire festivals hitherto described are all celebrated periodically at certain stated times of the year. But besides these regularly recurring celebrations, the peasants in many parts of Europe have been wont from time immemorial to resort to a ritual of fire at irregular intervals in seasons of distress and calamity, above all when their cattle were attacked by epidemic disease. No account of the popular European fire festivals would be complete without some notice of these remarkable rites, which have all the greater claim on our attention because they may perhaps be regarded as the source and origin of all the other fire festivals. Certainly they must date from a very remote antiquity. The general name by which they are known among the Teutonic peoples is Need Fire. Sometimes the Need Fire was known as Wild Fire, to distinguish it no doubt from the tame fire produced by more ordinary methods. Among Slavonic peoples it is called Living Fire. The history of the custom can be traced from the early Middle Ages, when it was denounced by the Church as a heathen superstition, down to the first half of the 19th century, when it was still occasionally practiced in various parts of Germany, England, Scotland, and Ireland. Among Slavonic peoples it appears to have lingered even longer. The usual occasion for performing the rite was an outbreak of plague or cattle disease, for which the need fire was believed to be an infallible remedy. The animals which were subjected to it included cows, pigs, horses, and sometimes geese. As a necessary preliminary to the kindling of the need fire, all other fires and lights in the neighborhood were extinguished, so that not so much as a spark remained alight. For so long as even a night light burned in a house, it was imagined that the need fire could not kindle. Sometimes it was deemed enough to put out all the fires in the village. But sometimes the extinction extended to neighbouring villages or to a whole parish. In some parts of the Highlands of Scotland the rule was that all householders who dwelt within the two nearest running streams should put out their lights and fires on the day appointed. Usually the need fire was made in the open air, but in some parts of Serbia it was kindled in a dark room. Sometimes the place was a crossway or a hollow in a road. In the Highlands of Scotland the proper places for performing the rite seem to have been knolls or small islands in rivers. The regular method of producing the need fire was by the friction of two pieces of wood. It might not be struck by flint and steel. Very exceptionally among some South Slavs we read of a practice of kindling a need fire by striking a piece of iron on an anvil. Where the wood to be employed is specified, it is generally said to be oak. But on the Lower Rhine the fire was kindled by the friction of oak wood or fir wood. In Slavonic countries we hear of poplar, pear, and cornel wood being used for the purpose. Often the material is simply described as two pieces of dry wood. Sometimes nine different kinds of wood were deemed necessary, but rather perhaps to be burned in the bonfire than to be rubbed together for the production of the need fire. The particular mode of kindling the need fire varied in different districts. A very common one was this. Two poles were driven into the ground about a foot and a half from each other. Each pole had in the side facing the other a socket into which a smooth cross piece or roller was fitted. The sockets were stuffed with linen, and the two ends of the roller were rammed tightly into the sockets. To make it more inflammable the roller was often coated with tar. A rope was then wound round the roller, and the free ends at both sides were gripped by two or more persons, who by pulling the rope to and fro caused the roller to revolve rapidly, till through the friction the linen in the sockets took fire. The sparks were immediately caught in tow or oakum and waved about in a circle until they burst into a bright glow, when straw was applied to it, and the blazing straw used to kindle the fuel that had been stacked to make the bonfire. Often a wheel, sometimes a cartwheel or even a spinning wheel, formed part of the mechanism. In Aberdeenshire it was called the muckle wheel. In the island of Mull, the wheel was turned from east to west over 9 spindles of oak wood. Sometimes we are merely told that 2 wooden planks were rubbed together. Sometimes it was prescribed that the cart wheel used for fire making and the axle on which it turned should both be new. Similarly, it was said that the rope which turned the ruler should be new. If possible, it should be woven of strands taken from a gallows rope with which people had been hanged, but this was a counsel of perfection rather than a strict necessity. Various rules were also laid down as to the kind of persons who might or should make the need fire. Sometimes it was said that the 2 persons who pulled the rope which twirled the roller should always be brothers or at least bear the same baptismal name. Sometimes it was deemed sufficient if they were both chaste young men. In some villages of Brunswick, people thought that if everybody who lent a hand in kindling the need fire did not bear the same Christian name, they would labor in vain. In Silesia, the tree employed to produce the need fire used to be felled by a pair of twin brothers. In the western islands of Scotland, the fire was kindled by 81 married men, who rubbed 2 great planks against each other, working in relays of 9. In North Uist, the 9 times 9 who made the fire were all first begotten sons, but we are not told whether they were married or single. Among the Serbians, the need fire is sometimes kindled by a boy and girl between 11 and 14 years of age, who work stark naked in a dark room. Sometimes it is made by an old man and an old woman also in the dark. In Bulgaria, too, the makers of need fire strip themselves of their clothes. In Caithness, they divested themselves of all kinds of metal. If after a long rubbing of the wood no fire was elicited, they concluded that some fire must still be burning in the village. So strict search was made from house to house, any fire that might be found was put out, and the negligent householder punished or upbraided. Indeed, a heavy fine might be inflicted on him. When the need fire was at last kindled, the bonfire was lit from it, and as soon as the blaze had somewhat died down, the 6 animals were driven over the glowing embers, sometimes in a regular order of precedence, first the pigs, next the cows, and last of all the horses. Sometimes they were driven twice or thrice through the smoke and flames, so that occasionally some of them were scorched to death. As soon as all the beasts were through, the young folk would rush wildly at the ashes and cinders, sprinkling and blackening each other with them. Those who were most blackened would march in triumph behind the cattle into the village and would not wash themselves for a long time. From the bonfire, people carried live embers home and used them to rekindle the fires in their houses. These brands, after being extinguished in water, they sometimes put in the manges at which the cattle fed, and kept them there for a while. Ashes from the need fire were also strewed on the fields to protect the crops against vermin. Sometimes they were taken home to be employed as remedies in sickness, being sprinkled on the ailing part or mixed in water and drunk by the patient. In the western islands of Scotland and on the adjoining mainland, as soon as the fire on the domestic hearth had been rekindled from the need fire, a pot full of water was set on it, and the water thus heated was afterwards sprinkled upon the people infected with the plague or upon the cattle that were tainted by the murrain. Special virtue was attributed to the smoke of the bonfire. In Sweden, fruit trees and nets were fumigated with it, in order that the trees might bear fruit and the nets catch fish. In the Highlands of Scotland, the need fire was accounted a sovereign remedy for witchcraft. In the island of Mull, when the fire was kindled as a cure for the murrain, we hear of the rite being accompanied by the sacrifice of a sick heifer, which was cut in pieces and burned. Slavonian and Bulgarian peasants conceive cattle plague as a foul fiend or vampire which can be kept at bay by interposing a barrier of fire between it and the herds. A similar conception may perhaps have originally everywhere underlain the use of the need fire as a remedy for the murrain. It appears that in some parts of Germany the people did not wait for an outbreak of cattle plague, but, taking time by the forelock, kindled a need fire annually to prevent the calamity. Similarly, in Poland, the peasants are said to kindle fires in the village streets every year on St. Roch's Day and to drive the cattle thrice through them in order to protect the beasts against the murrain. We have seen that in the Hebrides the cattle were in like manner driven annually round the Beltane fires for the same purpose. In some cantons of Switzerland children still kindle and eat fire by the friction of wood for the sake of dispelling a mist.